John Hawkins.
All right. This is Specialist Casey Harkins.
How are you?
I'm doing all right, sir.
Good. I appreciate you taking the time. And they tell me you are a Martinsville native?
Yes, that is correct, sir.
Did you go to school here?
Yeah, I was pretty much born and raised there. I lived on 310 West Columbus Street, like right there near kind of the town square.
Okay, 310 East Columbus. Are you a Martinsville High School graduate?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay, what year?
I graduated in 2009.
Okay. Is your family still here?
No, they're not. They're my grandparents. They're my adopted mom and dad, Rupert and Judy Gadd. They used to own the bait shop there.
What's the name again? I'm sorry.
Rupert and Shorty Gadd, Rupert and Judy Gadd, and everybody called my grandpa. No one knew him by Rupert, knew him by Shorty, but.
Okay, it's G-A-D-D?
Yes.
Okay, is Rupert with one P or two P's?
Two F's, R-U-F-F-O-R-D. But they both live in Florida now.
Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 20.
You're 20, okay. When is this competition?
It's right now. I mean, I'm in the middle of it right
today.
Now.
Today? When did it start?
It started on, we got here on Sunday, but the events actually started on Monday.
Okay.
And today is the second day, which is the board.
Okay. How many days does it run?
It's running until Saturday.
Okay.
Well, until Friday. All the events are over, and then we leave Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. And some until Saturday morning?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I see a list here of the various commands that are represented in this. Which one do you represent?
National Capital Region. That contains all of the Washington, D.C. area and all the surrounding counterparts around there.
It's the National Capital Region. I see it here. Okay. And it looks like it's quite a number of elements in the event. You haven't even regarded yourself as having any particular strengths in these areas.
I think I'll do well in the shooting and the land nav portion and the whatever urban type of lane they'll have us run through. Right now we're just getting out the basic events like the
you said the shooting
and
there's something I missed between that and the urban.
What's that?
You mentioned the shooting, the urban, and there was another element you said you thought you'd do particularly well, and I missed that.
There's like land navigation.
Oh, land navigation? Is that it? Okay, that must be it.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you prepare for this, and how do you qualify?
I mean, a lot of the things I've prepared for, throughout my entire Army career, simple things like, PT tests and things of that nature, like basic, skill level one tasks. But as far as getting qualified for one, I did my company's Soldier of the Month award, and, my command figured I was good at this, so they sent me to the regimental level one. And from there, I went to the National Capital Region qualifier, and then now I'm here. It was just kind of one after another.
So there are how many people competing in this? Is it a dozen, 15?
There's 26 people total,
okay.
And there's 13 in the soldier category, which is what I'm in. And then there's 13 in the NCO category. And actually, I'm sorry, I actually recently got promoted, and I told you I was Specialist Hargadin. I'm now technically Sergeant Hargadin.
Okay. You're a technical sergeant?
Well, no. I'm technically a sergeant. Like I'm in the infantry, but.
Okay.
I'm still in the soldier category because I still qualify to be. I started out in the soldier bracket, and I just kept advancing. So.
One of the things I mentioned, your goal was to be an NCO in one of these information sheets. So you're at that status right now, but you're the soldier in a competition. Okay, I gotcha.
Yep.
Okay. Where have you served in your time, in your been in, what, 2 years you've been in the Army?
Yes, I've been a little over 2 years, about 28 months I've been in the Army.
Yes. And where have you served?
Well, I originally started basic and AIT at Fort Benning, Georgia.
Okay.
And then also did airborne school there as well.
Okay.
And then I went on to go to Fort Myer with the old guard, commonly known as the Honor Guard.
Right.
And I've been there as my initial duty assignment ever since, and I'm getting ready to have a permanent change of station to the 101st Airborne in Fort Campbell.
Mm-hmm. In Kentucky?
Yep,
okay.
Exactly.
Have you been sent abroad anywhere from those bases?
No, sir, not yet. And because my unit is a non-deployable unit, but we don't deploy as much, and with everything cooling down, it's like they've stopped sending companies from our regiment.
I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that something you have any feelings about one way or another?
You know, I joined the Army to do my job, which is infantry.
Yes.
And I've enjoyed my time at the Old Guard, you know, honoring the fallen in Arlington National Cemetery, but I'm ready to move on to the 101st and do my job and serve in the field that I've joined to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. So if you're, as a result of this, if you win this competition, what is the award, prize or for doing that?
You know, I'm sure there's a lot of, we already get like a little bit of perks here and there and stuff just for coming, and I have no idea what the prizes and everything are going to be, and to be honest, I really don't care. The title and the experience and having the opportunity to just do this is an honor in itself, so I mean, whatever prizes or cool things I get is just a plus.
Mm-hmm. Are you see yourself as a career soldier?
I definitely see myself as a career soldier, whether it be in the NCO ranks or if I go to college and become an officer, or you know, I'm still young and I still got a lot ahead of me. I've only got 2 years in, so I got a lot of time to figure things out. But I definitely see myself as a career soldier.
Did you sign up for a particular number of years? I know the son of my girlfriend, he signed up for like 6 or 7 years. So is that?
Yeah, it's always a possibility, and luckily I had a good recruiter who suggested that I start out with a shorter amount. So I initially signed up for 3 years, and then I just reenlisted for 3 years on top of the date. So I actually only reenlisted for about 2 more.
Okay.
But I mean, you can the more chances you get to reenlist, the better it is for your opportunities, you know, financially.
So
and,
at least going to be in for 5 years.
Yeah, at least, sir. Yeah, at least be in for 5 years total service.
So what's your long-term goal? What do you want to be doing in the Army, or what sort of skills you want to be developing if you possibly use them outside the Army at some point?
My long-term goals are to eventually, obtain a bachelor's degree and then get my schooling out of the Army.
Right.
And either become an officer or get out in the civilian world if need be. But I love my job as it is right now. And as far as skills, you know, that I could use outside, even just in the little training that I've gotten already in just my short 2 years, I feel like I could go out and adapt to a lot of different situations. And I feel like, you know, the Army's schooling program is always expanding, and they're actually talking about extending into more vocational areas. So I might look into that. Like I said, I'm young, and I still got a lot of time ahead of me.
Okay. Okay. And in Martinsville High School, were you involved in any particular activities, sports or otherwise?
Martinsville High School, I was in DECA.
Okay.
The marketing group.
Right.
And I went to state twice with those guys. I qualified at district and went to state with the Martinsville DECA team.
Okay.
So I did soccer, I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was sophomore and maybe it was just junior year. I know I played junior year.
Okay.
I was more focused on the Army by the time I got to high school, to be honest. I did a lot of sports in middle school, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you see yourself coming back to Martinsville at some point, or you have friends or others here?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I have my fellow counterpart. I'm sure you know of him being there with the Martinsville newspaper, but Andrew St. John.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really good friend of mine, and he's always talking to me about meeting back up in Martinsville and everything. I mean, for the most part, my family, you know, I have my own family now, and then my grandparents.
So you're married and have kids, or?
Yes, I'm married with two children.
Okay. Well, where do they live now?
They're actually in Clarksville, Tennessee, right
okay.
outside of Fort Campbell.
Right.
And,
okay.
Yeah, they already went ahead and moved down there early, and I'm going to go meet up with them after this competition and everything.
Okay. You mind sharing your wife's names, ages of kids, anything like that, or?
What's that, sir?
Do you mind sharing your wife's name and your
kids? Yeah, that's fine. Her name is Kayla.
K-A-Y-L-A. Okay.
Hargadin.
Okay. Oh, that's your name.
Yeah.
Oh, that's because she's your wife. I got it. I figured they'd come out eventually. Okay.
Yeah.
And your kids?
And the kids are both boys. Nolan, N-O-L-A-N.
Okay.
And Liam, L-I-A-M.
L-E?
L-I-A-M.
Okay. How old are they?
One and two. So
Nolan
Liam
is
1 year old and... And no one's the older. He's 2.
Okay. Good names. Okay, so what are you looking forward to in the competition, and how's it been so far?
It's been great so far. It's been challenging, and we've done the areas that, everybody's basically done, and then these next few days are going to be the ones that will really... really differ from the last competitions because it'll be interesting to see what they do with the tactical scenarios. And
I'm curious as to what they have you doing and that in the urban scenarios. What sort of what are those events like?
Okay, they keep it pretty close. They keep their cards pretty close to their chest on like what exactly we're going to be doing.
Right.
But I know it's going to be done in like some kind of they're going to try to make as realistic environment as possible,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to have, you know, some kind of mission, whether it be to, you know, extract important personnel that you're supposed to be getting,
okay.
or something, you know, maybe gathering intel or whatever around the area. But they have a basically like a scenario set up for us
mm-hmm.
that will be you know, right offhand. We'll be given this op order. Operation order, and have 5 minutes basically to plan for it. And then straight out into it, you know. So it's a real quick on your feet thinking type thing.
Right. Does everybody have the same scenario at the same time, or do you send you out separately to do that?
No. And I imagine that at least all the soldiers and NCOs will have the same event. They might have two separate events. You know, an event for the soldiers, an event for the NCOs.
Mm-hmm.
But it should be done individually. Or possibly on a team level.
Right. Okay. Well, it sounds exciting. I hope when you get some results, we'd love to hear how you've done.
Okay.
And what the experience was like. And what else should we know about the event and about you and your service in the military?
Like I said, my service is, you know, already it's short-lived so far. It's a lot to take in 2 short years, I'm loving every minute of it, and it's a great opportunity to at least to be in the Washington D.C. area and to have this opportunity to compete in this competition.
Yeah. Washington D.C. area is a lovely area. I've worked around there a couple times, and it's just beautiful.
Yeah, it's not a bad place.
Mm-hmm.
Parking and traffic's kind of tough sometimes,
but other
than that, it's a nice place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As far as the competition goes itself, it's, like I said, it's a great opportunity. It's great to see, you know, soldiers from all around the world. We got guys here from Europe, you know, from Hawaii and things like that. And just to even be able to meet the Sergeant Major of the Army and, you know, like to to talk to him and give him our opinions of everything that's going on in the Army today is just is really cool. And for him to sit and listen and respect those opinions is really awesome.
Okay. If we needed to get back to someone for some additional information, do you know who that would be or who we should contact?
I mean, you can call me directly on my personal cell if you'd like.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm not going to be around these people, you know, except for the next few days.
Okay.
So.
And how would I reach you?
It's 317.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. The old Indiana area code.
Yes.
And 473.
Okay.
3809.
Well, I wish you best of luck in the competition. And if there are any pictures of this taken, too, we'd love to see them. It sounds like...
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure you can get online and just do a little... I haven't gone on there myself, but supposedly there's a Facebook page.
Okay.
And I haven't... there's a couple different ones, and I was actually going to inquire about, you know, which one actually was, because they have their own Best Warrior Competition Facebook page.
Okay.
And there's definitely some websites out there and stuff.
Great.
to look around. But I'll get back with you guys and let you know.
Did they share with you my phone number in case you want to get back to us for some reason? I can give that to you if you like.
All right. I got it.
Well, I wish you the best of luck in the competition, and thank you for taking time to talk to me, and also thank you for your service.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Good luck.
Hey, one second. I'm supposed to ask you.
Yeah.
When you guys are gonna run this, if you know.
If not tomorrow, probably Thursday or Friday.
If not tomorrow, Thursday or Friday. Okay,
right.
Roger that, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.